Republican Joel Abelov won the race by less than 500 votes, a finish that mirrored the strong Republican showing across New York and nationwide in the November elections.
I don't doubt that that helped me out. I mean, issues like the SAFE Act, displeasure with certain policies of the governor, I've got to believe that that certainly played a role.
He'll replace acting district attorney Art Glass, who was called to serve after former DA Richard McNally was elected to the state Supreme Court last year. No stranger to the DA's office, Abelov worked as an assistant DA and as a prosecutor for the New York State Department of Health's Bureau of Professional Medical Conduct. He served 19 years in the New York Army National Guard. His campaign promise? To make Rensselaer County safer and stronger.
I'm extraordinarily grateful to the opportunity that the voters in Rensselaer County have given to me. And I worked there for a little over 10 years as an assistant DA. I worked very hard then, and my pledge to the people is that I'm going to work just as hard, if not harder, now as their district attorney to help keep them safe.
Abelov, a graduate of Tufts and Albany Law, says he's ready to tackle the criminal activities that have been plaguing the largely rural county of about 160,000 residents.
The drug problem, the heroin problem, is certainly a problem that's had a devastating impact on Rensselaer County. I've already talked a bit with Troy Police Chief about that, as well as some other issues going on and how to address them. The violent crime, the guns, the drugs, a lot of that stuff is intertwined. And welfare fraud is something that I campaigned very heavily on going after, and that's something that we will pursue. The taxpayers, and certainly in these tight times, are really fed up with paying for people's benefits that they don't need and that they're basically scamming the taxpayers out of. So that's something that I look forward to working with the county government on.
Abelov believes the DA can actively deter crime through successful prosecutions of lesser offenses. He's starting things off with a staff reduction after winning the county legislature's permission for several job changes. Initially, the office will shed one investigator, which the new DA chalks up to prioritizing.
There's only so much money in the budget, and with some of the things that I was looking to do coming in, it was necessary for me to cut that budget item. We still have four investigators in the office. You know, we'll be able to make do with that. And at the same time, it allowed me to increase a different position from less than full-time to full-time.
Following major victories in the 2014 elections, members of the Rensselaer County Republican Committee will hold a swearing-in ceremony 11 a.m. on New Year's Day at the historic Rensselaer County Courthouse in downtown Troy. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.